Reveille played right at 5 a.m. as usual. I got up and went into the shower for a quick one when...
Cadet Dipper Donald Draper, are you here?
In the shower, sir!
I am General Frankel's adjutant. I need to speak with you regarding an urgent matter. I will have the details when you emerge from the shower.
Oh, great. What was this all about? I cut my short shower even shorter, grabbed a towel, and quickly wiped down before putting it around my waist and coming out of the shower room. The adjutant saluted, and so did I, before I noticed that he was not alone. Standing next to him was my dad.
Cadet Draper, you've been granted an emergency 3-day leave, which begins immediately. Lieutenant Colonel Draper will fill you in. Anything missed must be made up upon your return. Your squadron leader will be informed of your absence. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir. The adjutant then turned to my father and saluted. He saluted in return. The adjutant then turned to me, handed me my pass, and saluted, and I returned the salute. He then immediately left. What is this all about, Dad?
I'll explain on the way. You need to pack a few things. We're flying to Dallas as soon as we can get to the airport.
Dallas? Isn't that where Grandpa lives? He isn't...
No. I'll explain. We need to hurry, though.
I did a more thorough dry-off before dressing. Dad said I should wear my light blues for the trip. Other than that, I just needed extra underwear, my second set of light blues, a change of civvies, and toiletries. I gathered those and put them in my overnight bag, which my parents had given me for Christmas. When we emerged from the dorm, there was a staff car waiting for us. Man, this had to be important. The driver made quick time getting us to the Denver airport, cutting what could have been a 90-minute trip into just over an hour. He was really moving it, and apparently the local police give deference to military vehicles. Dad explained about my grandpa's bone cancer and how important it was to Birch that he reconcile with him before he died. Yeah, I knew about the rift between Grandpa and Birch, but to find out my only remaining grandfather was dying... Wow. Once explained, I could see why I would be needed. Birch was going to need all the support he could get. We got to the airport 10 minutes before the flight was scheduled to depart. Dad and I literally sprinted to the security gate. There was no line and we got through in record time. Someone had called the airport ahead of us, and there was a transport waiting for us. We got on, and it took off, beeping as it went. I admit it was good to see Dad run, even if he was out of breath, when 6 years ago he couldn't even stand for long periods. We got to the plane, and they closed the door behind us as we went through. The flight crew showed us to our seats. To make a long story short, Birch's plan worked. Frankly, Dad and I were in tears seeing Birch and Grandpa Donald hugging. We, of course, came up and gave Grandpa a hug as well. Theater security came and ushered the audience out while we were helping Grandpa and Grandma backstage for a very long talk. Wow, after seeing Birch crying last Christmas, I never thought I would see him cry that much again, but here it was. We were there late into the night while the crew Birch had packed up everything. We stayed the night, but the next morning Dad suggested I wear civvies. Birch had to leave for his next city, and we were headed for the airport. We waved the bus goodbye.
Dipper, would you mind if we use up one of the days you have to make a trip to Washington?
Washington, D.C.? What for?
I have a benefactor to visit. Someone I think you'd appreciate seeing.
So we got to the airport and took a flight that changed in Atlanta and ended in Washington. We then checked into a hotel at the airport. Dad then made a phone call.
Good evening. We made it. Good. So you can be there tomorrow morning? Looking forward to it. Take care.
Who is that?
You'll meet them tomorrow.
Early the next morning, Dad told me to dress in my uniform, and so did he. We then caught a cab to Arlington. We checked at the entrance booth to the National Cemetery to find the person we were looking for, Army Special Forces Sergeant Alfred James Titmore. They gave us a map so we could find him. We found the marker without a problem in a newer section of the grounds, a simple gravestone with his name, rank, theater, and dates on it. Here lay the man who saved my father's life, who threw himself into harm's way at the sacrifice of his own life. I still remember the day Uncle Stargazer broke the news to me. I was more worried about my father than this man. Even when General Franco recounted the story, I barely gave him a thought. But now, standing by his grave, I had no words. Nearby were a female bobcat and what I guessed was her son.
Dipper, I would like to introduce you to Andrea Titmore and her 8-year-old son, Albert. This is my son, Cadet Dipper Draper.
Oh my God. I was standing before the widow and son of the man who saved my dad's life. I offered my hand. Pleased to meet you, and my condolences.
Thank you.
And you're Albert? You should be proud of your father. Without him, I'd have lost my own dad.
I want to grow up to be just like him.
Seriously?
I've warned him of the danger, but he's determined. We'll see what happens.
I still recall my struggles on deciding to enter the Air Force simply because I almost lost my dad. This kid had, and seemed determined to follow in his footsteps anyway. Kid, you're a better man than I am. He smiled broadly, and I choked. My father had bought a wreath which he handed to me to lay by the stone, while he planted a miniature flag.
Present arms.
We both saluted.
Order arms.
I could barely see the grave marker by then through the tears in my eyes. Thank you, Sergeant Titmore. I owe you a debt I cannot repay. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chests, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Nature's land, trained in combat, hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chests, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 with a Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her his last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win